The final step in the DARE response is an important one. In this step, you learn to engage with your present reality. One of the most damaging side effects of anticipatory anxiety is the way it can interfere with life in the present moment. When so much headspace is consumed with anxiety over what might happen, it can be difficult to engage in the reality of what is happening right now. Once you diffuse, accept, and run towards your anxiety, the next step is to engage with the present. Once you diffuse, allow, and run towards your anxiety, the next step is to engage with the present. The purpose of this final step is not to distract yourself from your anxiety. The goal is to continue living your life without letting anxiety get in the way of your responsibilities or your enjoyment of the present moment. How much time do you spend worrying about the future? It's possible that the event you're anxious about is days, weeks, or even months away. If this is the case, you are spending extended periods of time feeling anxious. Without a doubt, this is getting in the way of your ability to live life to the fullest in the here and now. What is anxiety distracting you from? Are you struggling to concentrate at work? Is it taking your attention away from your family, friends, and other important people in your life? Are you struggling to enjoy life's simple pleasure? It's time to step away from your anxiety and live your life. If anxiety didn't get in your way today, what would you do? How would you engage in life? Think about the conversations you would have, the tasks you would accomplish, the small pleasures that you would enjoy. One structured way to carry out this final step in the DARE response is to write down three things you want to accomplish and three things you want to enjoy between now and the event that you feel anxious about. Write out this list right now. Three things you want to accomplish and three things you want to enjoy. Start following through on at least one item on your list today. Complete the rest of the items over the next days or weeks. By committing to this list, you are saying no to your anxiety. You are claiming that you won't let anxiety about a future event eat up all of your time and energy and mental space before that event actually happens. Refuse to ruminate on predictions that you have no business making. Remember, you can't predict the future. You have things to do and places to go today. You have people to take care of and things to enjoy right now. Worrying about the future won't change what is going to happen. It will take away from your present enjoyment of life. Dale Carnegie said, "If you want to avoid worry about the future, then live in day-tight compartments," meaning focus on and engage in each day as it unfolds. And as best you can do, don't project or worry about the future. And that's exactly what we use with DARE. We diffuse, allow, and run towards your anxiety. Then remind yourself to stop living in the future and fully engage in the present. In addition, it's important to know that this final step in the DARE response will be especially helpful once you reach the event you feel anxious about. As you already know, most people with anticipatory anxiety find that once they reach the event they have worried about for so long, they experience surprisingly little anxiety. One of the main reasons for this is that the event tends to take up most of your attention. You don't have time or mental space to have anxiety because you're so engaged in what is happening. Expect this to be the case for you. You will be so focused on enjoying the people around you, performing well at your task, or remembering what you want to say, that you won't have time for your anxiety. you'll be fully engaged in what is happening, which will push your anxiety to the background. Keep this in mind, and tomorrow you will learn more about how to apply the DARE response to the upcoming event causing you anxiety. For now, focus on staying engaged with your current life. Don't forget to write down 3 things you need to accomplish and 3 things you want to enjoy. Refuse to let anxiety get in the way of your responsibilities. Refuse to let it take away from your enjoyment of the present. You only get one life to live, so make the most of each and every moment as it comes.